The Seattle City Council has unanimously approved an emergency order from Mayor Ed Murray. It creates two safe lots for families and individuals living in recreational vehicles and cars, as well as the third permitted tent encampment within the city. But the mayor's emergency approach on homelessness is getting a mixed reaction in Ballard. KUOW's Jason Pagano explains.
2 months ago, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray said the city needs to act and act fast on homelessness.
We are basically saying what we would say after an earthquake. There is a disaster.
The mayor declared a civil emergency and gave himself extra powers to cut through red tape. This week, he announced two safe parking lots on city property, one in Ballard, one in West Seattle. Temporary sites with some basic services for people living in vehicles. People like Terry, he's living with his ex-wife and their dog in a minivan parked on a residential street in North Ballard. Despite the neighborhood vibe, Terry says he does not feel safe. He's had his run-ins, like the time someone heaved a rock through his windshield.
Big rock, like that. And a couple days before that, a bunch of people egged my vehicle. So I was at night and we were sleeping. And I had to get up and go outside and I had to clean off these vehicles for an hour.
If the city can accommodate Terry's two cars and his boat, he'll have access to water, toilets, and garbage pickup at a vacant parking lot just a block away from busy Ballard Avenue. The mayor says his plan would also help business owners and neighbors concerned about crime and garbage. Sarah Nelson runs Fremont Brewing. They're expanding into Ballard.
The impacts that we see most of all are illegal dumping, human waste issues, and needles. That's the most dangerous issue that we deal with pretty much every day.
Ballard already has a tent city for the homeless, so the conversation about how much one neighborhood can absorb keeps going. The Ballard Chamber of Commerce called on the mayor to loop them in on his next decision before announcing it. Jason Pagano, KUOW News.